The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Chris Collins. The Wildcats are 13-2 on the season and 1-1 in Big Ten play. Northwestern will host Ohio State on Wednesday before traveling to Minnesota on Saturday. Coach Collins, good morning.
Good morning.
If you want to start us out with a brief opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions, please.
Okay, great. You know, obviously, it's great to be getting started in Big Ten play. Had two challenging games, had a really good road win at Nebraska, where we thought we made a lot of plays down the stretch to win the game, and then ran into a buzzsaw with Maryland on Saturday night. Thought we played hard and competed, but just faced a team that was clicking on all cylinders on both ends of the floor, and certainly one of the best teams in the country, especially when they're playing at a high level. So got to regroup now and get ready to play Ohio State on Wednesday night.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
And our first question comes from the line of Adam Jardy with Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Coach. I'm just curious what you've seen from Ohio State as you've studied the film. They've obviously won a couple here and a tight one last night. What do they look like when you watch them?
Well, they're playing very confidently. You know, right now, I think ever since they won that Kentucky game, it kind of gave them a sense of confidence. They've really upped their level of play. You know, Loving's playing great, and you know the thing that makes them very unique, they've gone to the big lineup. You know, where or they've had the big lineup the whole year, where it's you know, a lot of versatile type guys that they can put them in different spots on the floor. They're interchangeable, makes them difficult to defend, and. You know, obviously their rim protection yesterday. They blocked a number of shots. They got to the foul line a bunch, and they're just doing. They're making winning plays. They're playing with great confidence, and you know, certainly we know we're going to have our hands full. And anytime you play a team that you know is 2-0 and they're coming in, they've won two big games and feeling good about themselves. You know, you're going to have to play well to take some of that away.
You mentioned Mark Loving a second ago, a guy that's had his ups and downs during his career, but he's had two hot games here. What specifically him, when you look at trying to contain him or stop him, what comes to mind? What jumps out when you look at him?
Well, he's always been a tremendous shooter. You know, he's a guy who, if he gets an open look with his feet set, even as he's grown through his career, you've always felt like it was going to go down. You always saw his talent. I think the thing now he's doing really well is mixing it up. And I mean, yesterday, to get yourself to the foul line 19 times, you know, shows an aggressiveness. You got to drive the ball. You got to get in there on the boards. You got to post up. And so he's complementing his three-point shooting, you know, whereas maybe earlier in his career he was a little bit more of a jump shooter. You know, now the fact that he's getting to the line more, he's getting some easy baskets, just puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And because he's 6'8", 6'9", and has great size, you know, it makes for a really tough matchup. You know, what kind of guy do you put on him? Do you have a smaller, quicker guy that he can shoot over, or do you put a bigger guy and then all of a sudden he's driving and getting to the basket? So he's certainly become a real factor for them night in and night out, and his consistency has been something you got to respect.
Thanks very much.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Don. Good morning.
Morning. After watching Maryland in person, after seeing him on tape, is there anything that surprised you? And just how, in terms of their versatility of being able to score inside and out, makes it very difficult to try to figure out exactly how to defend them?
Yeah, I mean, I was just really impressed with how they approached the game from the start. I mean, not that I saw anything differently, but I felt their intensity and their defense really stood out to me. You know, you know what they have offensively with their firepower. They can score from all five positions. Like you said, they have tremendous guards who can break you down, make shots. You know, they have good wings and forwards with Carter and Lehman, and then they have really big guys inside with Stone and Dodd. So, you know, they have no weaknesses offensively. But the level of defense that they played against us, you know, was something maybe I hadn't seen on film, or you couldn't get an appreciation on film, you know, for it, because I just thought they really did a great job of taking us out of a lot of the things we wanted to do, and their, you know, their commitment to that end of the floor was really impressive. And, you know, I think they're you know, we've had a chance to play North Carolina early in the year, and we played them. I mean, those two teams, to me, are so talented. And, you know, I think Maryland on a given night can play with anybody in the country, and they have the experience. I mean, really the only young player they're playing is Stone, and he's a tremendous talent. So, you know, everybody else is extremely well-seasoned and really good. And when you have veteran guys with that kind of talent and they're well-coached and they're committed to both ends of the floor, to me, they're going to be really tough to beat.
And just to follow up, Mark said that was the best defensively they've been. So,
well, that's not that's good, because I was going to say I hadn't seen that kind of effort for them from them on that end of the floor. And, you know, I wanted our guys to take out of that. To me, that was a sign of respect for, you know, what they thought we could do, and we have to use that as a positive for us. You know, the fact that, you know, they had that kind of commitment on that end to try to take us away. Hopefully that'll be a positive for our guys moving forward.
Thanks. Good luck. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.